Thousands of refugees were able to come to the U.S. through the Welcome Corps, a program created under the Biden administration to help increase the number of refugees permitted to the country through the help of private sponsors. WFYI's Samantha Horton was there when some of the last families landed in Indiana, before the future of the program became unsettled.
A group gathers outside Concourse A in the Indianapolis International Airport the Saturday before the presidential inauguration. They're holding signs that read, "Welcome to America" and "Welcome to Indiana." The group is here to meet the Afghan refugees they are sponsoring. One of the sponsors, Teresa Tauris, says the group doesn't personally know the family arriving.
We did not know them, but we have their pictures and we know a little bit about them, and we are very excited to get to know them.
As the family exits the terminal, they are greeted by cheers and embraced by the group. Rahsar Oria is one of the refugees. Her family traveled roughly 24 hours before arriving in Indiana. She says she never thought this day would come.
I cannot share our happiness, that how much we are happy, because after lots of toughest time that we spent in Afghanistan and Pakistan, finally we reached our destination where we can start our new life with lots of new dreams and hopes.
Her family is a part of the thousands of refugees that have been able to come to the United States through the Welcome Corps private sponsorship program. The program, created under the Biden administration, allowed for a group of at least five people to privately sponsor refugees. Patchwork Indy is one of the many organizations that has been involved in the program since it began in 2023. Over the past year, Director of Partnerships Aling Tumba's schedule has been packed with getting application paperwork filed and approved. He says the goal is to get more refugees like himself into Indiana.
And when I see a family come here, it is only for us really a best moment to see that what you are doing has been granted, or you have been really achieved our mission.
Patchwork Indy Director of Public Policy Claire Holba says the program is unique in that residents have to fund and support the family they sponsor.
It is sponsors who are raising $2,400 per person they're sponsoring, and there are also incredibly generous philanthropic organizations, foundations, private donors who are, we want to invest our private funds in this, right? This isn't government funding, this is private funding.
That includes housing and basic needs, as well as helping the family find employment all during the first 90 days. All that work came to a sudden halt when President Donald Trump signed an executive order on his first day in office suspending the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program. The indefinite pause was a gut punch to Patchwork Indy. CEO Bruce Garrison says one of the most difficult things he had to do was contact families about arrivals that are now uncertain when, if ever, will happen.
There were people who were literally already scheduled to be on flights. Sometimes there were parts of families here, parts of families still there.
Now the Trump administration has also begun to end some temporary protection statuses and other humanitarian parole programs. George Mason University law professor Ilya Soman says refugees that are in the country are not at risk of losing legal status currently, but the order does not allow the hundreds of refugees that had already been approved to come.
My understanding is for people who are already in the U.S. with refugee status that they would not lose it, under the Trump administration's new policy, it would be virtually impossible for anybody else to gain entry by that path, at least for the moment.
Despite the national and state political rhetoric, Garrison says Indiana had the highest number of sponsors matching with refugees than any other state in the country.
A place may have a reputation, and this terminology doesn't really mean much to me, but a red state or a blue state, yet you find there are individuals who in the red state who immediately want to step into this space, who want to be helpful, who want to do what they can.
For now, Garrison says the organization's work will focus on supporting refugees currently in Indiana, with the hope that one day they will be able to stand in the airport again, welcoming more refugees. I'm Samantha Horton.